You guys can still come and visit us.
Right.
Hello, everybody. This is Again With This, Beverly Hills 90210 edition. Today's episode is Season 1 Finale, Episode 22, Home Again. And now, here's me. This is it. This is your last warning. After this, if you haven't changed your RRS feed for the podcast.
RSS feed.
No, this is different.
Oh,
this
it is?
This really is a railroad? Radical system of catching podcasts. Oh, is what that stands for.
I see.
Yes, RSS feed. Thank you. If you're on iTunes, don't worry. It'll follow you. If you are on a different podcasting app, what you want to do is either search again, unsubscribe, and then resubscribe by searching for Again With This, the name of this podcast, and then resubscribe there. And if you have some crappy program that doesn't let you do that, you have to actually paste in the URL of the feed, then what you want to do is go to previously.tv/feedme, and you'll find the information there. So get on it, because starting with the next episode, which is season 2, episode 1, mm-hmm. we're on the new feed, and there's no backup for the old feed. All right. Here are your hosts, Tara Ariano and Sarah D-D-D-D Bunting.
Hey! Hi, Sarah.
Hi!
Let's wind this up.
I'd also like to thank everyone for listening.
Yeah, thank you.
I will
you.
Be dead by the end of this podcast, so before I die, I just wanted to say that we really appreciate your listenership, and I regret nothing.
Yeah!
Well, maybe a couple things.
It's not going to be the same without you, Sarah, but I'll try and soldier on.
John Ramos is here for you. You'll be fine.
This is a joke. Sarah is not quitting the podcast. Although I do believe that sure? John is here for me. That part is true. So here is we are to at the finale, our A and only story. I won't even say what I called it in my notes, because if you don't know, it'll be a spoiler. So let's start with a random, completely unexplained fight on the lawn at school in clip number 2.
Fight over your mom?
That's right.
What is your theory? Because here's the thing. He shows up later wearing an eye patch. Sorry. Steve is like getting wailed on by a like junior fire hydrant half his height on the lawn. Brandon
in a half
Dylan
shirt,
break
by the way.
Up.
In a sleeveless half rugby shirt. Continue.
Yeah. What the hell?
I don't know.
Dylan, of course, breaks it up and says a bunch of tough guy things like, okay, 117, take it easy. Mm-hmm. And then you get that line from Brandon, and then later in the episode, Steve shows up in an eye patch and has it on for a while. What is your theory on why Ian Ziering had to wear an eye patch?
Oh, eye herpes? Is that a thing? I don't know.
Contact lens. I ranked on Jamie Sheridan.
Oh, yeah. And he
for
had.
For wearing it, and he had Bell's palsy, and they were like, they wrote that into the show, and it's pretty mean to make fun of him for that. I was like, you're right. But yeah. I stand by it, because it's an eye patch. What the fuck?
Yeah, probably he was breaking up some ice for some kind of girly daiquiri for a lady friend, and some of it got in his eye and scratched his cornea. That's my guess.
Oh.
You?
All right. Didn't wash his hands, got pink eye.
Both solid.
Poop
very
in the
good
ducks.
Guesses. Yeah. But yeah, officially he's in a fight because the kid called his mom washed up, which I feel like that's a fact, like that even yeah. he would have agreed on like 2 days ago, but whatever. Meanwhile, Brandon overhears Jim come home and tell Cindy all about some of his work drums, which by the way, this storyline, they devote, I'm going to say 500% more of the episode to it than it actually deserves, like to the point, well, I'll get to it. So he's telling Cindy he's got a lunch with some boss that's come into town and he's worried about it because normally it's just drinks or coffee or whatever. But if it's a whole meal, it probably means you're getting fired. And Brandon overhears and he goes to report back to Brenda and also mansplain to her for the first of many times in this episode in clip number 3.
So did you talk to him?
What was I supposed to say? Dad, let's have a heart to heart about you getting the axe?
I can't believe they do that. I mean, he's worked for them forever.
Well, these aren't the best of economic times, Bren. People are getting laid off right and left.
Yeah, I remember back in Minneapolis when John Carter's father lost his job. And then their house got repossessed and we never heard from them again.
And they moved to Mars.
Like they evaporated. You know, we haven't appreciated how good we've had it all these years.
Oh, Cassio. Tell us more.
I also thought of that John Carter / Mars joke 4 days ago. Thanks.
Personally was put in mind of the Geico ad with the chickens. Where the guy's like, they just keep sending pictures. And then the chicken is like riding the rails. Like, guys, it's not the 1890s. They didn't have to go prospecting after he lost his job.
Yeah. Anyway. So when we see Cindy, we find out that she's reacted to Jim's possible job news by buying about 1,000 different kinds of basil plants.
What?
She's come back with Anna, the housekeeper, and they've just been to some nursery and they have like so many. She's like listing all the different kinds of basil she's bought as if the kids give a shit. Then
and
Brandy,
even Anna's like, this bitch, I don't know. Like her face is really funny. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, Anna's like, I tried to get her to do cilantro, guys. I'm anyway.
Why cilantro, Tara?
Yeah, racist. Why cilantro, Tara?
Because
you're racist.
Curly leaf parsley was too long to say. Uh-huh, I'm sure.
Anyway, Kelly's already over. Brandon comes home with Steve. We get this exchange between Steve and Kelly in clip number 4.
Look, it's Captain Hook.
Huh. Isn't that what we used to call you before you got your nose job?
Bird. Are you from my dad today, Mom?
No, he hasn't been in his office all afternoon.
So, Mom, what's for dinner?
Fresh vegetable ratatouille from our garden.
Oh, you know, it's a major event if my mom even microwaves frozen peas.
Yeah, my mother says my dad ought to send child support here. You guys feed me so much.
Don't worry about it. My mom thrives on it.
So it seems like if Cindy went anywhere, the children of Beverly Hills would all die of starvation. Got it?
Uh-huh.
Jim comes home. He looks completely shell-shocked. Everyone assumes they know why. Also, by the way, when Brandon asked Cindy if she had talked to Dad yet today, she doesn't say, like, why would... Like, there hasn't been a conversation with the kids, and yet she doesn't think anything of it that Brandon is all concerned about it, but whatever. Jim kicks the kids that are not related to him out of the house, and they go in the living room to have a talk in clip number 5.
This is hard to break to you.
We know, Dad.
We'll be okay. I'll get 2 jobs.
I'll get a job too. I'll pitch in.
What are you talking about?
There's nothing to be ashamed of.
We'll sell Wally.
Listen, Dad, I was thinking...
Wait a minute. I haven't been fired. I've been promoted.
What?
To executive vice president.
Ooh.
You get the job done, big guy.
Dad, ew, shut up, Brandon.
Oh, that's just one wrinkle.
Oh, well, so what?
The job's back in Minneapolis.
Oh, key change!
I
know.
Surprise too.
Minneapolis?
Yeah, just be like going home.
Minneapolis?
Well, you know, we've all griped about it here. Minneapolis.
But, honey, we were just starting to get used to it here.
Well, I know, but opportunities like this don't come knocking every day.
Just because someone knocks doesn't mean you have to open the door. I mean, you drilled that into me 10 years ago when you read me Snow White.
What?
Brenda, in business, it's move up or move out.
Shut up, Brenda!
Is that what it is in business, short
Kick
stack?
Him in the balls for that one. Damn. Wow, what an ass.
That's one of the most obnoxious things he said all season, and that is really saying something.
Wait, it really
they're twins,
is.
Right?
Yeah, they're twins.
They're the same, so he's
and he says it in baby voice. Mm-hmm. Hurst. Yeah.
He's 4 minutes older, Dave. They established that in the breast scare episode.
That is the wisdom that comes from 240 seconds.
Yeah, well, he'd be the first to tell you. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what's going on. This is our conflict in the episode. Also, Brandon, when he says that, way to get it done, big guy, he shakes Jim's hand first before hugging him. Like, what?
Also, named Minneapolis has lost all meaning after.
Yeah.
7 times?
Also, I really was hoping one of them would be like, Kansas City, just to switch it up. Fuck.
Yeah. So then.
But let's just say.
Okay.
In Minneapolis' defense, it's a fine city.
It is.
It's way too cold in the winter.
Yes.
But as
it would suck to move back there after you'd lived in
Midwest
LA.
Cities go, it's pretty cosmopolitan.
I would certainly rather live there than Kansas City.
Ugh, so. Kansas City's the fucking worst. So is everybody
you ever
who's
been
from
to Kansas
there.
City.
Fully alienating America, one city at a time.
They're both pretty.
Okay, sorry. I have been to Kansas City.
All right.
Good barbecue in Kansas City, I'm yep. told.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then Jim announces that they're going to vote on whether he takes the job or not, which, first of all, what? Like, why do the kids get a vote? You're the parent.
Yeah,
it's your job.
You're the parent.
Discuss
Whatever.
It with your wife. That's one thing, but the kids don't get to vote. They're kids. Then they vote, and Jim is not happy with the results, which are 1 to go, 3 to stay. And he goes upstairs to call his boss to turn down the promotion and bitch at Cindy in clip number 6.
I can't believe you, of all people, voted to stay in Beverly Hills. I figure it would be 2-2 at the least, and Brandon would cross over under pressure and be the tiebreaker.
Have you met Brandon? Does he seem like someone who would ever do something to make someone else feel comfortable or happy? Because not to me.
Yeah. Also, you guys broke up. You can't count him as old anymore. Cheeser.
Yes. But then he calls and gets some shocking news, and everyone thinks they know what it is, but it's not what they think at all in clip number 7.
What happened? Did SOB fire you?
SOB.
That SOB just doubled my salary. I'm sorry, but the blind ballot's been called on account of a windfall.
What do you mean?
I mean, we're going back to Minneapolis.
Oh, no, Chimes. You're so sad.
What is with the horror music, horror movie music on that cue?
Well,
like, it's Minneapolis. You're not.
Yeah.
I won't name another.
Not Amityville.
It's not
is
like
A.
It's Omaha. Fucking Omaha.
Dave, no, that's where the stakes come from.
And the mutuals.
Yes. But yes, again, just as inappropriate as it was for him to let the kids vote, also not appropriate to just decide without asking or talking to your wife that, yes, you're going to take it after all. Like,
and if you're that valuable to the company that the minute you, like, obviously the boss thought this was a negotiating ploy.
Yeah.
And he's like, fine, I'll double your salary. Like, well, if I'm that important to the company, let me stay here and mm-hmm. send some 24-year-old grunt who doesn't have to drag two mansplainy, worthless, non-driving twins halfway across the country.
Yep. Exactly.
Like, send someone else. Whatever.
Yeah. It like, for the amount
why
of...
Why are we thinking about this? No one
because,
else
Because, I'll tell you why, because so much of the episode is devoted to it inappropriately.
Do, like, do you know what the Walshes need?
What?
The one time in my life I ever drank and got drunk, I convinced myself that the best new state would be this thing exactly in the middle between California and Minnesota is called
Minifornia.
Mm-hmm. And they could use that. It would be the best. It would be not as you know. It would be landlocked, but not as cold as Minnesota. But you know, close enough you can do biz. Uh-huh. I have to dig that up.
Don't they have that state?
Minifornia.
Isn't it Nevada?
It's not called Minifornia.
Isn't it Wyoming?
Nevada's right next door to California.
Colorado.
Better.
Okay.
But no.
Anyway, moving
wow,
on.
Wow, whole states now. Okay.
Trust me, nobody's you don't want to end up to in this. Colorado. Those people from Denver are so stupid.
Guys, can you tell
it's the altitude, Dave? Jesus.
This is our third record on a day where we normally only do two and we're all a little bit punch drunk.
Yeah.
Also, I'm about to kill myself, so let's
all right,
just have fun
back with
it.
The show.
So after the commercial, Brandon and Brenda are hashing out drowning their sorrows in ice cream, as Walshes do. And if you thought that Brandon was done mansplaining, think again. Clip number 8.
How can Dad do this?
You got to see his side of it, Bren. He's going to be a major player.
Yeah, but it's going to look so bizarre, like we couldn't make it here, so we ran back to Minneapolis. I mean, people are going to say, oh, those Walshes, they couldn't cut it in Beverly Hills.
You need another scoop.
You got to see it from Dad's side. Why? I'm a teenager. That's not what teenagers do. Fucking Brandon.
Also, who would think that? Just explain to them he got transferred back.
Yeah, he got a huge promotion. Shit. Can't you tell from this giant house we now live in? Whatever.
Yeah.
Speaking of the house, then Cindy comes in. She can tell the kids are sad. She tells them not to worry about it. It's going to be fine. They got to go really soon because the company that leased their house only has it for the rest of the month. Like, the company leased their house for them? I don't know if that is normal. It seems strange to me. But anyway, then Brandon decides he's going to try and figure out how to feel about this news in clip number 9.
Pros and cons. Minnesota over here, Beverly Hills on the right.
Okay, pros of leaving.
Seasons. Seeing the leaves change color.
Raking the leaves.
Snow. Remember the first snow fight of the year?
Don't forget about the slush, the wet socks, the frozen noses.
Ice hockey.
Get decent boots, idiot.
Beach, the sun.
The lakes, the water skiing.
Surfing. Old friends.
Maybe they've moved on too.
New friends. Soon to be ex-friends.
Oh no. Anyway.
We also talk about the horrible blocking of this scene. He gets out the notepad. He gets out a pen.
Yep.
He like draws a crappy, by the way, line down the middle. That always annoys me. And then he's like pretending to check things off on each side, but he hasn't written anything down yet.
Yep.
Like, just write it. Okay.
Plus, giant cherries on giant spoons.
Yep.
Minus just focusing on those because I know what's...
There's way more Dairy Queens in Minneapolis, that's for sure. Yeah. Anyway, then the kids have to go to school and all sit in the middle of the lawn talking about it in a circle. Kelly offers to let Brenda stay with her for the summer. And then Steve offers to let Brandon stay with him for the summer. And Brandon's like, no, it is so cold. And then Brandon has to go and quit the Peach Pit. And when he is there doing that, Andrea comes in and invites him to dinner. And Brenda thinks this is a huge deal. Brandon, not so sure, in clip number 10.
Andrea Zuckerman asked you on a date?
It's not a date. It's a farewell dinner, like a business thing.
What?
That's how Andrea will be dressing.
True. Then Jim is on his way out the door to go start his new promotion job in Minneapolis. And Brenda asks if Cindy brought up the idea of her staying in L.A. for the summer, and Jim nixes it. Brandon sticks up for her, whatever, because he's her second dad, as usual. And then Jim tries to get Brandon on side by saying that he's going to not need that old car anymore so it can be Brandon's. Because even though he's getting a company car, I don't understand. They leased the house, but then they bought the car. I don't get it. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Cindy is sad about losing her garden. And then at school, Steve is pissy to Brandon in that way of like making someone being so irritating that someone breaks up with you. No one is more sad about this than Dylan, who has a whole stupid pinko bucket list of all the things he didn't get to do with
Billy. I know.
Take her to his favorite thrift shop. Whatever.
There's so much we haven't done. Like butt stuff?
Totally. Then Kelly shows up and says she has to rescind the invitation because Jackie is worried that her sobriety is too new for her to take on dealing with someone else's kid.
Especially since Brenda doesn't do shit around the house, we'll probably leave Kelly outside to freeze to death. And no, I'm not letting that shit go.
And she can't drive, and she doesn't have a job. There's a lot of reasons that it would be sucky to have Brenda stay with you for an entire summer. But anyway,
yeah.
Then Brenda goes home and she's sad about it. And Cindy and she discuss what's going to happen with her and Dylan in clip number 11.
Well, I'm sorry, honey, but Kelly's mom does have a point.
Yeah, I know. That's what Dylan said.
You're really going to miss him, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. We've been getting along great lately. I mean, it's like we're past that point of pretending to not get along.
What?
I still have a little faith in your relationship.
Mom, I can't ask a guy like him to wait for me. All the girls at Beverly and West Beverly want him. I'd be worried all the time.
There's a lot.
Correctly.
There's a lot to unpack there. I don't think it makes sense if you're 16 to be in a long-term relation or a long-distance relationship with someone. But on the other hand, if you only have one more year of high school and then you potentially could both go to the same college, I don't know.
Well, but she obviously has a sense that the minute she leaves the time zone for more than a week,
mm-hmm.
Dylan's going to parked the pink one up a side street, so...
I wonder if we'll ever get to find out if that's true.
I can't imagine. You will. I'll be dead.
Well, here's the, let's start down on the road of Sarah killing herself.
Goodbye.
Brandon is out on his business date with Andrea. They're at the Santa Monica Pier where everyone has their networking meetings. And, oh God, her outfit is so wrong. Anyway, she's in a ruffled, she's never looked more mumsy. She's in a ruffled white blouse, her like wide legged, like cadet blue pants that are too short so that you can see her like black booties. It's like wrong from head to toe. Then she strolls him over to a fortune telling machine and clip number 12 happens.
I think I've done this before.
You probably remember from the movie Big.
You're right.
Which you should also wish for.
You know, you usually are right, and it doesn't even really bother me that much anymore.
You're even gonna miss it, aren't you?
I really am.
You wish you could stay, don't you?
Yeah, I do. My dad really needs this opportunity.
What?
Well, I've got a surprise for you.
What?
First, we gotta get in the saddle.
No!
Okay,
no!
Wait. Okay, so then she takes him over to this old-timey carousel, and they're bobbing up and down on the horses, as you do, and then the worst thing to happen this entire season, it happens.
Goodbye.
In clip number 13.
Goodbye.
So what's the big surprise?
Huh?
Oh, God, this is making me so nervous.
What?
Me too!
Well, I've got a going-away present for you.
No!
Well, what is it?
Ta-da!
Spreads her arms out.
What?
That's not all she
spreads.
Carousel
the horse? What?
No, I'm giving you the person on my horse. If you'll take her. Look, Brandon, we may never see each other again, and I want goodbye to be a moment we both remember.
Oh no, Sarah really did die for real.
Oh no.
Yes. I thought it wouldn't be so bad if I didn't have to see it.
Yeah. But it is.
It's
still so bad.
Does she not understand that that's not really how it works? I mean, she obviously doesn't. Why am I even asking? I'll be dead soon. Anyway, moving on.
I'm offering you the person on my horse. Like, what? Aren't you a newspaper editor? Like, work out your rap a little better than this before you actually
and
get to the moment.
Don't be on a carousel.
Yeah.
Wearing that. I mean, and she's clutching like some polyester panda that he won for her. I can't.
Yeah. So naturally, this is a topic of discussion for both of the Walshes, who have it out on the beach in clip 15. I mean, sorry, 14.
Well, how do you feel? Do you want to sleep with her?
I don't know. I mean, I never really thought about it. Well, I thought about it, but I ruled it out because of our friendship, you know. Actually, I think she's pretty.
I do, too.
Oh, good, Andrea. Don't...
Such charity from the Walshes.
I know. Now she doesn't have to kill herself because she's gotten the Walsh double seal of approval.
And also, during this scene, Brandon is like, his jeans are like half-heartedly rolled up, so he looks like a doofus, but they're still going to get wet, and he's wearing this horrible yellow shirt. And then Brenda is wearing, like, this is why the word schmata was coined.
Yes.
It's like all the sort of broomstick pleated... black cotton. It's so long. You're on the beach. Why? Whatever.
You're on the beach and we've established it's spring and it's the end of the school year. Like, how are you not hot as balls right now? But anyway, I only stopped the clips because actually I do too. It was so ridiculous. But the rest of the speech continues in clip 15.
Actually, I think you guys make a great couple.
Well, that's just it. We wouldn't be a couple. It's like we can do anything and it doesn't matter because we're leaving anyway.
And if you two are great together and then you have to go?
I'll have a nice memory.
What good are memories going to do us when we're in Minnesota in December and 8 feet of snow?
Keep you warm at night.
Okay. So it sounds like he's decided to do it, and why not? She's a live body. He might as well. And then they spot Dylan coming out of the surf in a skin-tight wetsuit, as you do. And then
half a live body.
And then
an insect body.
The second worst thing in the episode happens in clip 16.
Yo, Dylan!
I'll be right there!
God, bury me.
What's the matter with you?
I just don't know how to deal with Dylan. I mean, things have gotten so complicated since we started sleeping together.
You're sleeping with Dylan? Oh, this is great. Come down here and open up to you about Andre, and you're keeping me in the dark about sleeping with Dylan?
Brandon, it's only been going on for 3 weeks.
I just hope you're being careful.
I'm trying.
Ooh, trying, you say? What could that
also
mean?
Why don't you be careful not to get your ass drowned by taking that fucking tone with your sister? Fuck off.
I know. I mean, to Brenda's credit, in this scene, she's written in a way that she's like, she's not ashamed or embarrassed or whatever. She's like, whatever, which I kind of appreciate. I mean, it's something.
Yep,
like,
me too.
Again, it's not the it's the show not approving of his attitude. It's just him being a dick and everyone being like, God, shut up. Then we cut from there to boring work shit, as I have in my notes. This scene is five times as long as it needs to be. We're with Jim in Minneapolis, and they drill down so much on the details of his new job that we have to see his secretary tell him, like, what color messages are urgent. Like, yeah. Get it. We got it. This is a show for teenagers. No one cares. Moving on.
I did like her necklace, though. She was very stylish. I liked her, like, Talbot's older secretary.
Yeah.
Shties.
Yes, but it was weird that...
And we never see her again.
Oh, no, never. Not even in this episode do we see her again. Instead, we cut back to the beach where Dylan and Brenda are being awkward in clip 17.
You know, I was going to maybe be in Romeo and Juliet, and now I'm sort of living it.
Parting with such sweet sorrow, huh?
Shut up.
I could always run away.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
And then they kiss, and this is in the visual aids. Hilariously, they start making out, and the camera cuts to Brandon skipping stones into the ocean. Like, it's so, here's young love, here's this asshole. Like, it's so mean.
Still in his little clam diggers.
God. Anyway, speaking of this asshole, the next scene is he's at school. He stalks up to Andrea, who's standing in the hallway in this looking matronly as always. And he walks up to her in his usual, like, weird, aggressive, spread need way, in a way that
Padley.
Makes you think that, yes, that he's about to pick a fight. But is he? Let's hear clip 18 and find out.
Listen, I was thinking about, you know, your present.
Yeah, and... Me too. Maybe I was being a little impulsive.
Okay. See ya.
See ya.
I want you to be impulsive.
You do?
Yeah, that's what I came here to tell you. I accept your gift.
Ugh.
With pleasure.
Okay, they're also standing in front of a Go
okay,
For It
good.
Poster.
You got that out of the way?
Great.
Good.
Now we can digest our food.
What?
Like Woody Allen said in the movie Annie Hall.
I didn't know you were such a movie buff.
There's a lot you don't know about me.
What else can you find out?
See?
Well, how about tonight? Why don't you meet me at work and we'll just go from there.
They kiss, as you can hear. Yes, as Sarah said, they are standing in front of this crappy painted banner at school that says "Go for it," which is not even in school colors. Like, someone didn't even bother to try to make it seem like something that would make sense.
"Kiss already," says the banner.
Yeah.
No, also, it doesn't say that.
The idea of like, yeah, come and get me after work. We'll go fuck when I change back into my clothes after standing next to a hot grill for 6 hours. Like, yeah, that's romantic.
You like bacon grease?
Seriously.
That part of it only gets worse, though.
Well, that's true, and we will get to it. But first, Jim calls home, and this is a little snippet of it in clip 19.
"Honey, the first days are the hardest days. I need you to be supportive."
"Honey, I'm just scared. I mean, you don't have time to see our best friends for dinner. Maybe you're not going to have time for us."
"I know."
What? That's where you say, "No, of course I'll always make time for you. Like, I know. I'm looking forward to that as well."
You, maybe the girl. That little fuckwad? Nah.
New number, who dis?
All right. So then Andrea goes to get Brandon at work.
He called. I don't know why he was saying that. People from Minnesota are so stupid, you guys.
So Andrea goes to the Peach Pit to go get Brandon. She's got her day planner, so you know this is bad. And they start going through her calendar and all the reasons that she can't have sex in the next several days. And then Brandon gets an idea in clip 20.
"See this key?
Yeah.
This is the key to our happiness. This is the key that opens the door to the Peach Pit on Sunday, when it's closed to everybody else."
"Oh my God. It's like the movie The Postman Always Rings Twice." "They do it on the counter."
"I'm gonna have to rent that movie."
"Sweet dreams."
Okay. This is the third movie that she's referenced in this episode. Like, all of a sudden, she's way into movies. This is a character detail that's never been a factor before, ever.
And we never see it again. And also, like, we will find out why this is true, but Brandon acts like it's always true that the Peach Pit, a diner, is closed on Sundays. Mm-hmm. Great business model, Nizette.
Also, your first time is going to be on the counter at a diner? You couldn't think of anywhere else to go? Like, maybe ask your friend, the emancipated miner who has his own place, if he's not going to be using it that particular night to bone your sister? Just a thought.
Once you go for Micah, you never go back.
Yeah. So she leaves. Steve shows up to pick a dump fight with Brandon for no reason. Then there's B-roll of a hotel, the Bellage, that cuts to what is obviously a private home because Dylan's hideous sheets are on it.
Oh, those sheets!
On the bed.
God.
You can see them in the visual aids. They are hideous. And he's got, like, fucking sex wax stickers up on the wall. Like, that's not a hotel.
Yeah,
I don't know what the B-roll is. You couldn't have gone and found a house in the city to shoot. But anyway, Brenda and Dylan have just finished boning, and he's all into it. But she is upset in clip 21.
"Brenda, we are so good together."
Blech.
"What we have to do is talk. And what we have to do is break up. That's what I came over here to tell you."
"Then I fell on your dick."
"So all this was just a lead-in?"
"No. I wanted to be with you one last time."
Did you just pause it to laugh?
Yeah, I do want to. I'm laughing so bad. All right, wait. All right, here we go. Ready? Continuing.
"Yep.
I thought we agreed at the beach."
"Well, I thought about it some more."
"Friend.
Dylan, I just have to do this now."
"Don't do this.
Don't fall on my dick." "That I fell on your dick."
I mean, I get it.
"Mad, bad, and dangerous to me."
Whoa.
Yeah.
We are all Blomer. Okay, so Brandon talks to Brenda about how sad he is about how bitchy Steve is being lately. Brenda suggests that maybe he's mad at Brandon for leaving. So the next shot we see is Brandon and Steve having a fight on the beach. And Steve is like, why did you bring me here? As though they drove from Beverly Hills to fucking Malibu or wherever they are without talking in the car at all. But whatever.
Yeah, really.
So dumb. Typical TV shit. So we hear Brandon gives this whole backstory about how when he was moving there, he was so excited to be able to surf. And then he went out once and wiped out and has never tried it again. And so he wants to share his last surfertunity with Steve, someone we have no evidence has any interest in surfing. Also, they don't have surfboards. Also, they don't surf. None of this makes sense. They do some kind of manly, dumb handshake. And then back at the house, Cindy is talking to Brenda about how mad she is at Jim. And then Jim himself calls. There's a picture in the visual aids of him in his office in Minneapolis with the hairiest wrists anyone has ever, ever had. So make sure you check those out. It's important. Then Brandon walks into the peach pit and into what is a very obvious fantasy of how sexy Andrea is going to be when he finds her later. This is also in the visual aids. She's in like a 40s type of dress and she's fucking all over him. I didn't clip any of the 40s. It's disgusting. Then he sits up and I didn't cut a shot of this either, but I might now that I've noticed it in my notes that when we cut back to him on the beach, his knees are so white. Like obviously Jason Priestley hasn't been to the beach either because he is so pale. But then he runs into Andrea outside the peach pit. She is in her sex blazer, as I call it in my notes.
It's pink, at least.
It is at least pink. They have this exchange in clip 22.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
It's okay. Something wrong?
No, I was just imagining something a little different.
Forget it.
Rightly.
Listen, maybe the peach pit isn't the right place for us.
Brandon, what are you saying?
Well, I just want to make sure you're sure about this.
Yeah, I guess so.
Right, me too.
Great.
Brandon, wait a minute. Before we go in,
they kiss. Smackily. Ugh.
Yeah, so eat soup.
Ew. Ah.
Wow.
Surprise! Oh, everyone's there.
How are you guys doing here? This is great.
Wait. Can we do it again? I wasn't set up.
David, you can't do it.
Why are you even there?
So, was this all set up?
No. I went to Kelly for, you know, advice in our being together, and she turned our rendezvous into this.
Okay, you guys, come on in. Brenda's going to be here in a minute. Come on.
Well, there's always the after party.
And they never see each other's genitals again. This is an example.
Thank
I mentioned
God
this
for you, Kelly. Thank God for you.
I mentioned this in the last episode about these important conversations with Andrea happening completely off screen. Like, that's one I would have liked to see. Why pick Kelly of all the people alive to ask for advice about Brandon when just in the last episode, Andrea was all jealous of her for asking Brandon to the dance? Also, how did Kelly decide, oh, instead of Andrea having sex with Brandon for the first time, I'm going to just totally overrule that plan and have a surprise party instead? This is information we never get.
Yeah. Instead, we're about to hear everyone's gassy tributes to people who aren't even fucking leaving. So let's get that over with.
I didn't clip all of them, but here's a selection starting with Kelly in clip 23.
Okay. Do I look okay? Okay, Brenda. I just wanted to say how cool I think our friendship has been. Your family was there for me when my mom was going through a bad time. And I've even become less of a bitch since I started hanging out with her.
Well, there really was only one way you could go, Kelly.
With the sick burns, this one.
I know. I forget what the order is, but the next one that I actually clipped is Andrea. You can clip
them. When Brandon first showed at West Beverly, I figured he was just some cute, conceited guy who was trying to take some shortcuts. Oh, well, he taught me a shortcut that I could be more open.
What?
Sometimes. He liked me, so I thought maybe that the others would too, including his sister Brenda. Minnesota doesn't know how lucky it is, Ace.
I could be a shortcut to be more open. What? That makes no sense to
what?
Me. I don't know.
It's like the others would too. Like what? What?
Yeah. So
doesn't matter. Next.
Dylan does his in the Dylan-iest way possible in clip 25.
Oh. I don't do cameras.
Shut up, ass.
So privately, he says.
Well, Slim. We've been through a lot together. You're the only one ever hit me and lived to tell about it.
Oh, okay. Rocky.
You invited me into your family. What did I do? I took out your sister. Brenda. Who saved me from going back to drinking. She saved me from myself. I don't know what I'm gonna do without you guys. At the risk of sounding mushy, you lost people, the only family I got.
Okay, I just left on the end of that because this is supposed to be a private discussion between Dylan and Brenda and Brandon that, like, maybe his parents overhear, but someone decided, no, lay in some crowd noise so that we can get reaction to that. It was really not appropriate.
They also did that for, like, you can see it in the visual aids. There are all these randos that are like, yay, it's them, they're here, like, popping up, like, in front of Steve for the surprise that you're like, oh, hi, extras that we will never see again.
Oh, it's you, Jeff. Yeah.
Mr. Two Shoes.
So they've gone through all of their tributes.
Guy.
And then clip 26.
I guess I should say something.
No one needs you to say anything at your kid's party.
Yeah, don't
Dad.
Let your shitty kids dictate your life, douche.
But he decides there that he's going to, and that's what we hear in clip 27.
Speaking for us Walsh people, I'd like to thank you all for letting us become a part of your world. Kind of sneaks up on you here, you know. It's kind of hard to say goodbye.
Not to that jacket,
you know, made me realize that home is where the heart is, not where the highest paycheck is. So I've decided that my family and I, we're going to stay here. And keep our wonderful life.
Yeah, right.
God.
You hear that, Minnesota?
Yeah, kick rock, shitbox. No one in the crowd just stands there and is like, what is he talking about? Like, immediately they're like, yay!
Right, yes. You know, also, why did we throw this party if you were just dicking us around, Jim?
Jesus.
So now there's this weird thing if between Andrea and Brandon, if he's not actually leaving, better discuss this in clip 28.
I guess.
Is it a hand job in the closet compromise?
Let's hear and find out.
Now I'm dead. I almost
Friendship
made it.
Rears
now
its
dead.
Ugly head.
Can we squash it?
I don't know, there's a lot Ew. To be said about our friendship.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So would you have really gone through with it?
You'll never know.
Well, one thing I do know. You're a great kisser.
I Literally right up until Gabrielle Carteris gets pregnant in their freshman year of college, spoiler alert, I was sure this is where the storyline was going, but that they couldn't have had Andrea get pregnant out of wedlock by Brandon, the golden child. So this is like the first sign that maybe this was actually going to go somewhere. And so it's kind of a bummer that it never did, I feel. Way to get pregnant,
well, I think
Gabrielle.
This was not, but she wasn't, that wasn't the first time she was pregnant. Didn't she get, that's why she's in the wheelchair for like half their senior year, no?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
She was supposed to be on bed rest?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I see. I thought you meant the second one. Doesn't matter. Spoilers. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. I don't think I was even still watching then, maybe. But yes, that is what I was referring to.
No, you were watching because you cut the whole... We have a thing on previously.tv, which is hilarious. It's a memeable that Tara did about her wedding to Jesse.
Oh, yeah. No, no. That's... Yes. Called, that's yes. We are talking about the same thing. Did she have a second pregnancy, like, later on?
The character didn't, but I think Carteris did earlier, which is why they had her, quote, break her leg, unquote, because it was a... I think there were some troubles and she had to be sitting down.
I did not know that. Okay. That makes sense.
I could be wrong. I'm sure people will correct us in the comments, provided they also have not killed themselves.
Right. That was when they're
hanging in there, guys.
In their senior year when she got in the car accident, right? When there was the whole drag racing several episodes, if you can believe it.
And they had to go undercover, and it was a hit and run thing. Oh yeah. Anyway, we'll get there. Maybe.
We'll get there. All right. So that's Andrea and Brandon squared away for the time being. Even though he probably still has a boner, they're just not going to ever do anything about it. Cut to Jim and Cindy in clip 29.
Why didn't you tell me when we got home that we were staying?
Yeah.
I just decided.
Okay, how about, why don't you talk to me before you make decisions about all of our lives, you fucking asshole?
Look,
I just returned all that basil. Now I gotta go and buy it again. God damn it, Jim.
Yeah, but the end of that conversation would be, well, I already started packing, so you're gonna be unpacking and everything better go exactly where I want it, or I will cut your dick off.
And then I'll fall on it.
And there's really nothing left but to put a button on this season in clip 30.
So everything's gonna be great again, right? Except Dylan, I'm late.
What are you late for?
No, you know.
Jesus.
I'm late.
I just have a question. Has any man who sleeps with women ever not known what she meant when she said, I'm late? I really would love to know.
If anything, they're like, I'm late. And they're like, I mean, that's the first thing they think of.
Right.
Not the last. What are you late for? Really? Legendary coxman who allegedly impregnated, what was it, a French lady?
Yeah, she was in Paris.
Yeah. Who fell on his dick.
Yeah, so obviously this was a situation where they wrote the entire episode leaving it, you know, so that it could actually be the Walshes leaving for real if the show did not get renewed, and then it did, so they had to have Jim have this weird change of heart at the end and a cliffhanger to take us into the summer season. But yeah, that's season one of Beverly Hills 90210. Boy, the stuff we've been through, the alcoholics,
oh my gosh,
the Latinos,
car crashes,
the Slovaki,
racist music cues, business advice from Brandon, the perils of Manny, many people we never saw again, Killer
the
Chandler,
SAT.
That one child actor we all loved.
Oh, him. Craig.
Oh, him.
Craig's on our list of the shittiest things in the season. So, yeah, let's talk about the MVPs for the episode and for the season. Starting... Sarah, your MVP for the episode.
I'm going to go with Steve because he gets in some sick burns, and as soon as he finds out Brandon's leaving, he immediately starts being a jackass to him, which I'm fully in favor of.
I kind of wanted to be the guy in the rugby half shirt who breaks Steve's eye, but I have to go with Steve too. He's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Least valuable player for the episode.
After you.
Well, I don't want to take yours, but I'm pretty sure I know who it is. So I'm going to say Cindy for really not holding Jim's feet to the fire hard enough for being a terrible spouse. You?
All right. Jim's boss. Be a better manager, Jackhole.
Yeah. I was sure you were going to say Andrea for being the reason that you kill yourself as soon as we stop recording this
episode. It's not her fault. I mean, here's the thing about that. Like, it is slightly less horrible hearing it because you don't see the, like, puppy orgasm face.
Oh, yes. Yes.
I just said puppy orgasm. What is fucking happening to me? This fucking show. Anyway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Jim's boss. Jim's not great either, but really, dude.
Yeah.
People have families. Get a grip.
Yeah. Yeah, you can't. I have to go immediately. That's not how things work. Sorry. And yeah. Don't stick up for him, Brandon. All right. Most valuable player for this season. Who is yours?
Oh, shit. Well, Anna.
Yeah. She's very, very helpful to the family. I'm going to go with Kelly. I really love her this season. She gets a lot of fun stuff to do. She's very unapologetic about how she is. She's got a cute car that I always wanted when I was her
Me
age
too.
And older. So much. Me too. Kelly. Kelly's the shit. Dave?
I have one. The most valuable player, not seen on the show, but is the guard of the Phantom Zone, keeping all these characters
that we'll see soon,
yes. Never again, at bay, just off screen.
Character airlock.
All right, least valuable player for the season. So echoey.
Ow.
It's got to be Brandon, right? I mean,
yeah.
Pound for pound, he's really the fucking worst. In ways that you just could not appreciate it. I mean, I didn't at the time, certainly.
I mean, it is tempting to give it to his parents who do nothing to restrain these tendencies. But just be like, you know what? It's too late.
Who indulge him even. Like, you know, I always felt bad. You didn't get to run back home. Shut up, Cindy. Do not encourage him.
Yeah Brandon. Really.
Mm-hmm. And now for the Kim Challenge.
Bad, and dangerous to know.
Five ways from this episode that Dylan has made us realize he is bad, mad, bad, and dangerous to know. I mean, the obvious one, I'll just get it off the table. He may have gotten you pregnant because he doesn't know how condoms work, even though he's fucked everyone in at least two continents we know of.
And that's going to be a really uncomfortable birth should it be carried to term. That is going to be a pointy infant. You could fall on his dick. That seemed painful for Brenda. She was crying.
I mean, if that was legit B-roll of the hotel outside, he is mad and bad for deciding to just go ahead and personalize his own room the way he apparently did with the big surf stickers on the walls.
Well, security deposit, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Those sheets could cause retinal damage, as could his neoprene beach attire.
Yeah, and the way he makes surfing seem so cool to Brandon, he could really influence Brandon to do some things that are way too dangerous instead of just falling asleep on the beach and dreaming of The Postman Rings Twice starring Andrea.
And probably getting a horrible sunburn and having to go to the hospital.
Not on his legs, though. And that's it. Wow, Sarah, we did it. We got through season one.
Congratulations, Tara. We did it. And congratulations to you, Dave.
Thanks. It's been an education.
You can visit us... You can visit us on previously.tv and see Andrea's horrible outfits from her wedding day and many other fashion moments. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening. Next time, something season 2-y will be happening with terrible hair. And we will see you then. In the meantime, please follow us on Twitter. Dave is at Glark. Tara's at Tara Ariano. And I'm at Tomato Nation.
And one final reminder. Change those feeds if you need to, otherwise you will not automatically get our next episode. And to end this episode, here is a sampling of other terrible places from America. Duluth, Dallas, Fort Worth, King of Prussia, Madison, Seattle, Tucson, Portland, Miami, Eugene, Riverside, Big Sky, Billings, Utica, Germantown, and Philadelphia.
And this is your Flash the Cash DJ, and you're listening to KWBH. See ya!
Excuse me, sir. Would you enjoy some real American money?
So how it works is...
You'll get access to the $7, $19, and $30 bills. that only real Americans can use.
Anyway.
And you'll discover about the 11th state, Minifornia. Land of 1,000 lakes and sunshine. The best landlocked beaches the country has to offer. Minifornia. Come on, Minifornia.
Yeah.
Who can't remember where they were the first time they heard that Red Hot Chili Pepper song? Finny Minifornia.
Was that supposed to be Californication or Danny California?
To anyone, the one that rhymes.
Wow. Oh my God.
But seriously, how awesome would Minifornia be?
It sounds like it's the worst of all possible.
It's halfway between Minnesota and California.
Yeah?
It has
in
the.
In what respect?
I'll tell you. It has all the down home salt of the earth friendly Minnesotan people part of the state. But and lakes, but with all the warmth and no snow and rain of California. And somehow, even though it's totally landlocked, it has more beach mileage than any other state in the union. That is the miracle of Minifornia. And it's what's the Minnesota animal? Do you know?
I don't know.
Because California is bear, right?
I guess.
It's on their flag.
I assume so.
What would be Minnesota? What do they got up in Minnesota?
I don't know.
Why
would you expect me to know that?
I don't know. Because
you know who we need on this podcast? Laura Alexander.
Laura Alexander knows everything about Minnesota. Okay, let's say the Minnesota animal is what it is cold up there. It's the lynx. No, a bobcat. It's a bobcat.
Okay.
So it's a bobcat in Minnesota, and it's grizzly bear in California. So the state animal of Minifornia is obviously the bob bear. But here's the weird thing. It's not actually a cross between a bobcat and a bear. It's just a bear named Bob.
I think that you should set your
and the state flag
and not be gesturing with it so much.
Wait. The state flag of Minifornia features Bob the Bear.
Right.
Bob the Bear is like the one on the California Republic flag, except he's wearing a hard hat.
Because he's Bob the Bear.
Because he's like Bob the Builder, but he's a bear and he builds things like places where you can hibernate.
Wow.
Hello, I'm Bob the Bear from Minifornia. I would invite you to hire me to build you a place where you can hibernate. Perhaps a cave I can dig for you from this fine wall on this escarpment in Minifornia.
Well, if we already know all about this, it seems like citizenship is really not necessary.
Minifornia!
What did you have to add?
I was going to sing a song, the state anthem of Minifornia, but I've forgotten it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry to have knocked it out of your head.
It was going to be great. It's going to have
sure
Bob the Bear.
Awesome.
It's going to be rare for you and stuff, but I can't really do the bear voice anymore.
I just want to add, my sister actually last night was researching airfares.
Uh-huh.
To see how much it would cost for her to come up for tonight, watch us get drunk, and
not allowed.
Tomorrow.
Not allowed.
And,
I said no.
He put his foot down and said he would not allow it. He didn't want anyone to watch him do this experiment, and now I see why.